Well, we're joined now on the line by the head of distribution at Just SA to give us some insight as to how many South Africans can really afford to retire comfortably. And this is on the back of a study which shows once again that there needs to be a significant improvement in the numbers. Bjorn Ledwick joins us on the line. Bjorn, welcome to the show.
Good evening and thanks for having me.
Thanks for your time this evening, Bjorn. I guess first things first, we're all well aware of the fact that the savings rate in South Africa is actually fairly low. And when it comes to retirement, if I'm not mistaken, those numbers tend to dwindle even further. But help us unpack the reality on the ground. How many South Africans can truly afford to retire comfortably?
Thanks. And yes, that is a big problem that we are facing. And we're here to raise awareness around that. And the study helps us to track that. Other studies show that roughly less than 5% of people can afford to retire. But maybe let me give you some numbers. We were talking about the 3,700 rand per month on average loan. I think I heard you mention that. And at a high level, if you think about that, at retirement, you'd probably need around a 1 million rand sum of cash to give you that kind of income for the rest of your life. And that is a lot. We know it's a lot. And even despite that, people still think that they can maintain their lifestyle when they retire. And that's the stark reality of what we're facing. Mm.
And what we're realizing is that, of course, we're not adding up to those numbers. This is quite a worrying concern. But what's driving this essentially? Surely more South Africans are aware and financially savvy to invest and save for their retirement.
I think there's so many things that drive this. I think we have to also say that practically it is difficult to save. They're day-to-day things. They're looking after children. There are so many things that you want to spend your money on that you forget about what's going to happen in future. And I think that is the main challenge we're sitting with here. People worry about dying today and tomorrow, especially now in the light of COVID. There's a lot of concern around things like that. Yet, I think probably less than 2% of people have died of that, as sad as it was. But on the other hand, around 50% of people are expected to live beyond their life expectancy. Mm. And not just that, people underestimate that. They think they're not going to live that long. But in reality, we as humans do. And that's the good news, too. But because of that, we have to save even more for retirement.
Definitely. But let's talk about some of those challenges that many South Africans are facing. As you say, not only is it affordability, but the value of benefits also dropping slightly. And the other challenges are that we're also seeing concerns in terms of, the questions that are often raised by beneficiaries and participants of pension funds. But are we seeing that there's a plan being put in place for South Africans to make sure that they manage these financial concerns?
Some do, but we have to say in the study that we did now, so our JAS Retirement Insight study, it's a tracking study that we've done since 2015. We found that over a third have not done any retirement calculation. So you'd think that, as a whole, we're savvy and we know what we need and what we want. But a starting point would be to go and do those calculations. And if you need help, to get an advisor to help you.
Definitely. And it sounds as though that's also one of the starting points that we also need to be cognizant of, that South Africans might be able to find a job, get a job, maintain a job, have an advisor. But as we witnessed with the pandemic, nothing is ever set in stone, right? And there were high levels of retrenchments that took place. Has that contributed to a lowering in the number of South Africans that can retire comfortably?
Certainly. And back to what I was saying just now, that it is difficult to make those ends meet on a day-to-day life. What we see in the study is that a whopping 57% of people at around that age think that they will call on their children or grandchildren for financial support, 42% on brothers, sisters, or other family members, and 27% will rely on the government. And that those numbers have all gone up in the last 2-3 years that we've seen. So a bigger dependence on other sources of income. And that is quite worrying. And I think what we'd love to see is that people take that into their hands and save enough so that they can have enough at retirement.
Definitely. I guess that's what we need. And in terms of that, are we seeing that the industry is changing, that South Africans not only have access to other investment tools or of more affordable investment tools at cheaper fees, but also that we're putting enough away? Because as we heard from one of my colleagues earlier on, the breadbasket is well over 4,000 rand. Some South Africans are only earning 3,000 rand. So for those who can put some money away, are we putting enough? How do we, I guess, make sure we comply with the bare minimum? Are there certain rules or tips that we can remember?
Certainly. And I think the magic rule is start now, or even better, start yesterday. But yet, if you didn't start yesterday, starting now is the best thing you can do. And start small if you must. Go bigger, of course, once you can afford it. But back to, I think the main message is just understanding what your needs will be one day and starting now.
Definitely. Bjorn, thank you so much for your time this evening. Really appreciate the feedback you've given us and the detail and data and insight into these numbers. That's Bjorn Ladewijk. He's the head of distribution at Just SA, helping us understand how many South Africans can really afford to retire comfortably.